Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick it!
Sammy loves the fact that he's got walk-on music now.
Yeah,
and he's earned it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. When you hear that, you know it's time for Jason Longshore on the road. And we have to thank him, Sam, because of the guest that we have coming up and that was already in place. Jason acquiesced, and he is moved down an hour, but he is also an hour behind us in Chicago. So he got up a little bit earlier to come on here and do the show.
Yeah. Especially after having that deep dish pizza last night.
Well, I don't know that he did that. Did you go out and enjoy some pizza? And if he was smooth, he'd have got some thin crust. Oh, the Chicagoans get thin crust. Only the tourists get the thick in the pan.
I am not a deep dish fan at all.
Yeah, see?
It's okay. Like, I mean, it's fine. I've had it. It's fine. But no, it was a steak last night. It was a very good night. And any time that you can get Arch on to talk about the NFL draft, I will move back an hour, no problem.
Especially when it goes the way this draft went.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen, a lot to talk about, huh?
You come on here, we know that you know more than soccer. You talk about more than soccer. So before we get into what's going on with Atlanta United, Chicago, you obviously have some opinions about what happened Thursday night, or don't you?
Yeah, I feel better after last night. I mean, you've got to address the defensive side. There's just no way around it. And we'll see if the picks yesterday are what you needed. I like Rook a good bit. I think he could be a really good fit for this team. And look, I get it. I understand the explanation for what they did on Thursday. I do. It does make sense. I see where this can go. But, man, it's a risk. And that's just, look, that's the draft, right? I mean, nothing's guaranteed in this. You can pick the guy that everybody tells you to pick, and it can not work out. And we've seen that happen before plenty of times. And you can take a risk, and it can work out. This is a risk, and it feels like a big risk. Hmm. We'll see.
And doing it with new management and the coaches and all that sort of stuff, everything's uncharted territory. So, but I'm with you. I had to let the dust settle before I jumped into it. Sam, I'm sorry.
I was kind of the same way. Like, yeah. When it initially happened, I was shocked. I think everybody was. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I kind of had in the back of my mind where the reasoning could be going on it. And I knew from what everybody had been saying that they really liked Penix and thought, really believed in him. if you don't think you can get another quarterback when Cousins' time is done of that level because of where you'll be picking, and if, again, the risk of everything else going right, you shouldn't be picking where you can get a quarterback at that level. Again, I get it. I understand it. I understand the thought process, but it is a risk, and now it's got to play out in their favor.
Yep, we'll see if it happens. Folks, we're spending time on the waitforit.com outline. Jason Longshoe, he is social. You can always find him at Longshoe, at Longshoe. He's in Chicago, where tonight it will be Atlanta United against Chicago Fire. Pregame at 7:30, kick at 8:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, how do you explain what has happened with this club the last two times out, and to have an opportunity for 6 points and have leads in the last two matches on home field and come away with 1 point instead of six?
Weird things. Just it's been really strange these last two games, the way that they've lost these leads. That it happens sometimes. It doesn't typically happen back-to-back games that way, where it's just strange. It's not anything structurally. It's mistakes or bad decisions or a little bit of both, and it's just a really weird element. But the common thread between the two is the inability to handle when things go against you. And I feel like this year, for whatever reason, maybe it's just the games that I've called, maybe it's just the way that, you know, games I've followed have gone, I feel like I've been more zeroed in to momentum. I talked about it on Atlanta Soccer Tonight this past week. It's getting, I think the game itself is kind of going through an evolution of how we talk about a team being in control, or a team, how they control a game. If it's with the ball, if it's pressing, if it's defending deep, there's a lot of different ways to play the sport. But momentum is becoming such a bigger factor than how much possession you have or how many shots you have or whatever. And it's twofold. It's what you do when you have the momentum, when the game's going your way. And I think we saw that at home in both of these games. Atlanta did okay with that, but you didn't find, especially in Cincinnati, you didn't find that second goal. Philadelphia, you needed a third, but you need to capitalize when you have the momentum going your way. Then the flip side happens when it goes against you, and it will, it always does. You're not going to find a game, you're not going to find a team that controls 100% of the momentum in a match. Just impossible. You're going to have a moment where things go against you. How do you handle that? Can you get out of it without getting hurt? And in these past two games where the momentum flipped, and it was the giveaway against Philadelphia, it was the giveaway on the short corner against Cincinnati, it wasn't just that you didn't handle that moment well and they scored, it was that you didn't handle the moment well and they scored again. That's the issue, and that's the part where, you know, if you want to go boxing analogy on it, you've got to hold on to the other guy. You've got to lean on the ropes. You've got to get through that moment and get to where you can flip the momentum back. And this team right now hasn't done that. They have to find a way when things go against them in matches. And on the road, typically, things will go against you a little bit more. Got to find a way to handle those moments, and then you've got to better capitalize on the moments that you do have.
Yeah, Gonzalo Pineda this week, I mean, was still talking, still referring to what the team wasn't doing and trying to solve that, more so than talking about Chicago. Yeah, Chicago's the opponent, and, you know, yeah, they won, you know, a month ago, but it seems like the world has kind of changed for this team between now and then. Talk about
it. Yeah, and it's got to be so difficult for a coaching staff here because, you know, people will ask, like, well, what do you do on the training pitch this week? How do you fix this? It's not about the soccer to me. Honestly, it's not about the actual soccer in the situation to me, because Atlanta outplayed Philadelphia by a pretty wide margin. They only got 1 point out of that. They outplayed Cincinnati, not by as wide of a margin, but I thought they outplayed Cincinnati. They lost. It's how you handle those flips of emotion in games. And that's not an easy thing to correct on a training pitch. That's conversation. That's trying to get the attitude to tweak a little bit. That's finding ways to push the right buttons with guys. That's find the leaders in the team finding ways to push the right buttons. And I think getting somebody like Yorgos Yakimakis back on the field from the start, hopefully, is a big key, because he's got that kind of attitude that I think can help in those moments.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com with Jason Longshore. I was going to ask you about that specifically because you and I in the past have talked about voices, leaders with that voice on this team. Talked about Guzan being one of them. Is that because you're trying to wrap your mind around how these last couple games have just perplexing to you? And could it be a veteran voice that's missing or at least not being absorbed and the adjustments that need to be made when it comes to things like this?
I think it's some of it, sure. I think when you look at Steon Gregerson, and hopefully he can be available to some degree this evening, as he's come back a little bit earlier than people expected from meniscus surgery. But Giakoumakis is such a big presence in this team. And in those moments where things go against you, it's where the value of big personalities, big leaders, big vocal leaders, I think at times, can help stem that, help fix that. You know, it's funny when, you know, we get into the, you know, philosophical side of the game like this. Other sports have it too. You know, momentum is a real thing. And it's almost impossible to quantify. But how many times have you felt it, whether we're talking about the Hawks, we're talking about the Falcons, and momentum in soccer, I think we've seen it firsthand in these past two games, how it can help you, hurt you, and how you have to deal with it. And I think the biggest thing that helps you in those moments is those steady hands, those veteran leaders who know when it's time to put an arm around somebody, when it's time to yell a little bit, you know, when it's time to get at somebody. And there's not really a textbook for that, is there?
No. Nope. No, no, my goodness. Well, you're up north again, and last time you were up north, I think, and we talked to you, I think there was snow. Well, hopefully there's none of that this time.
There is no snow. It is beautiful in Chicago this morning, and it's going to be even better as we get through the day.
Talk about this Chicago Fire, you know, side. What's different about them? I mean, because when they saw Atlanta United, you know, here in Atlanta, it was pretty decisive beating that they took. Has anything changed with them?
I think the difference is desperation, because they're coming in after a 4-0 loss here at home against Real Salt Lake last week. And no one expected, with the additions that this team made, that those kinds of results would be happening for Frank Klopas and his team. So how do they play with desperation? Throwing another emotion in the mix, right? It's a real element to Chicago's game tonight is, you know, does that make them more direct? Does that make them a little more urgent, knowing that the pressure's on? You know, you drop a 4-0 game at home the week before, fans are going to be antsy. I think there's going to be a lot of questions. They do have a lot of injuries they're dealing with as well, and they haven't gotten some of the production from some of the new faces that maybe they expected. So Jordan Shaqiri had to leave last week's match in the first half. Is he going to be ready to turn around and go? Is Brian Gutierrez, who's been their best player this season, he was injured in the warm-up last week. Is he going to be ready to go? A lot of questions about what Chicago's lineup's going to look like. But for me, I want to see how they start, how they come out in that first 15, 20 minutes. Are they energized by this pressure, and do they have that intensity that you have? And then how long does that last? Or does the pressure kind of weigh them down? For me, on the Atlanta side, I think you've got to have a better start. This is a team that hasn't scored a lot of goals in the first half. They have been about three-quarters of their goals in the second half of games. Got to get a better start, and I think on the road, getting off to a better start is even more important.
Jason Longshore up in Chicago. Sam, you want to ask him or tell him now? Not ask him. Tell him what you said earlier. He better get us a what?
Better get us a win.
Yeah, he put that on you,
You're
Jason.
Putting it on me?
Yeah,
it
he
on
did.
Me?
He put it square on you.
I mean, I'm kind of far. Like, we have pretty good seats in this broadcast booth, this Soldier Field, but I don't know how much I can impact it.
Like, I've never been.
I can be kind of loud sometimes, but I don't know if I'm that loud.
I've never been to Soldier Field, so I've been past it, but I've never been in.
It's weird now because
yes,
it feels
it
like a stadium in a stadium. Doesn't all match up.
It's eclectic. It's an eclectic stadium.
Yes. Just like a stadium, like a spaceship's been built around an old stadium. It's very weird.
It's
a great place to see a game, for sure.
The other analogy they use in Chicago is like they wanted to build a brand new stadium, only half the check cleared.
Yeah, that's about what it feels like.
Wow. Great stuff. Pre-game coming up tonight at 7:30, kick at 8:30. Looking forward to hearing your call for you and Mike Hunter. Hope we get a boom Yakamakis.
Absolutely.
As well, that would be great. Jason Longshore, thanks so much for the chat.
Travel safely, buddy.
Appreciate it, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.